Hello everyone, and welcome to my second walkthrough for Swamp. I first want to say a few things about my first walkthrough. I was surprised or overwhelmed by the reaction I got, and thanks for all the emails and feedback. I appreciate that. And it was a long time ago, December, when I did the walkthrough, and lots of things changed in this game. Lots and lots. It updated a few versions since, and lots of new features, weapons, all sorts of interesting stuff. That's why I'm doing another walkthrough. Now, I assume you played listened to the first walkthrough, at least, and you probably played the game a little bit before, so you know the basic details. So I'm not going to go through that again. Today I'm mainly going to cover new features and how to get to them, if that makes any sense. So, without any further ado, let's get the game started.
Desktop list SW Swamp 22 of 20. Welcome to Swamp version 2.3 by Apron.
Now, as you can see, this is version 2.3, which was updated today, my time. Let's quickly go through the menu because there's a few things I want to talk about.
Multiplayer game.
Oh yeah, there's new sounds as well.
Custom maps for practicing offline.
Now this is, I'll probably demonstrate this very quickly. This is where you play custom maps. You can play, and this is mainly to practice as well. If you're new, you can go in there, go practice with all the weapons, go kill as much as you like. It won't influence your online character at all. Just as a note.
Your name is Brendan. Press enter to change it.
Okay, that's
your blade.
Voice set to 4. Press enter to change it.
New voices, or a lot of new voices added since 2.1. So that's good. There's variety. There's even female voices for those of you who are female.
Stereo sound, no graphic, mouse sensitive. Put in over 4 days, 14 hours, 59 minutes. Playing a prone Swamp.
And this is interesting. This little new thingy that tells you how long you've played Swamp. Now you know how long I've played. Not too long compared to many others, I know. So, let's get started with the game and go through the new features. There is two maps, well actually three. Technically two, but I suppose the second floor still counts as the second one, but kind of a map on its own. I'll go into more detail about that, because I'm going to show you how to get from map 1 to map 2. And then to the elevator. I'm going to tell you why you should not go there if you don't have weapons. And if you aren't experienced or very good. Like me, I'm not very good at the moment, but yeah, you'll see when I'm at the second floor of the hospital.
Exit the game, you've put in a multiplayer game.
Let's launch it.
Connecting. This day on the server is sponsored by donations from Jason Fair. John says, two more.
And they are still talking. I'm, for this walkthrough, still going to mute the radio quickly by pressing Alt.
Radio on standby.
Radio off. Standby, radio off. Okay, let's get into the menu here at the missions, at the safe zone. I am thinking of missions now.
Get equipment.
You can still get equipment.
Donate equipment.
Donate equipment.
Accept a quest. Costs 25 reputation, but gains 250 if you succeed.
Quests are like little objectives. Don't confuse quests and missions if you are new. Quests are little objectives you can complete in the map. Basically, they tell you to go and get food for the safe zone to supply them. And then you have to guess what building will have food. For instance, that might be Kmart or the gas station, or it might even be in one of the houses. Then you hear a pinging sound, which I'll demonstrate to you when we do. I hope to be able to demonstrate to you, because that all depends on if I die or not, but you'll understand as I continue through the walkthrough. Then you hear that pinging sound. If you pick it up, you go and donate it to the safe zone, and you get some reputation. I'm not good at this. I don't know who is. It's tricky to know where it is, so I don't recommend it if you don't know the map very well, and then still, I think you might rather want to play missions.
Lead a mission.
Now, that is the next option, is to lead a mission. Now, for missions, you need diesel fuel. And those you can only get from loot hunting. Basically, you pick them up, and you can use that to donate. And you can use the fuel to lead a mission. It's usually just one crate of fuel, but I think the higher levels requires two. And you don't have to pay any rep unless you want to join it, and then you should hear the mission is that level. Oh yeah, and if you want to lead a mission, you can only lead your levels mission. In other words, if you're on level 4, you can only lead a level 4 mission. At level 8, you can, you know, it works basically like that.
Join a mission.
Join a mission. You can join any mission, depending on how much reputation you have.
View your character.
View your character. That's very cool. As you level up, you get a skill point. Each level. Basically, you can use that to upgrade your character in terms of speed, health, the way you carry weapons, the way you evade zombies, and stuff like that.
You don't have any available points to spend. Health contains 0 of 20 points. Press enter
in
your details.
I don't have any available points to spend, but I've spent mine, so...
Speed contains 3 of 5 points. Press enter to hear details.
For instance, this.
For each point assigned here, you will run at a slightly faster speed. Hold shift and press enter to assign a point, but the decision is final, so be careful.
And remember that. You can't go back on what you've done.
Medical contains 0 of 10. Sneaking contains 5 of 10 points.
And this is just... quickly some features you can upgrade. You can go and explore that in your time. Just remember to press enter to have details and shift plus enter to assign a point. And remember, as it said, the choice is final, so
don't
go and mess that up. And there's various strategies you can follow. You can either decide to go sneaky, or you can decide to go full out and upgrade your weapons. What you just heard there is somebody leveling up. You can hear that. That's pretty cool.
Safe zone menu. Get equipment. Retard goals.
And here's some stories.
Our background. View your character.
You can read.
Our background.
Our background.
The situation.
Our goals. But I believe that has been up since the previous version, so you can read that. Oh, and what you can hear is the new messages.
Return to the game.
Also. Man down. And now we're back in the game. I'm just going to show you quickly some of them. You press F to start a message. And W to...
Well met, soldier.
Go,
got it.
A to say got it or an affirmative.
On me.
Not sure. Wait, that's F and S.
I don't think so.
A negative is D. Remember D for decline. Or something like that. F and C.
Stay here.
Is stay here order. F and X.
I've got your back.
Over here. Is I cover you or whatever. F and Z.
Hey, you! Watch my back!
Is pretty much that. Let's press F and Z.
No, thanks.
And now there are a few new ones. I don't know them all yet. Oh yeah, there's this one as well. They changed.
I need ammo!
Oh, so I need ammo. Doesn't make sense. Because you can't really give ammo at this point to anyone.
T, defensive mode, T.
And T doesn't work, but there are a few new ones.
Q.
Mission complete.
This mission complete.
F.
Space.
Let's rock!
It's pretty much the let's go, or let's rock. Then you can use the left and right arrow keys to count the right arrow key.
Come on, eat lead!
F.
Left.
Ooh, what a mess!
I've got your back.
And you can hear fighting going on there. Now, something I like, which has been brought on by the new, since 1.9, you can press shift and enter. Oh, who is shooting like that? I don't know, near zombies close by, but anyway, he's wasting all his ammo.
S.
I was walking a loop. You can press shift
zombies
plus enter. Oh, there's a zombie. You can press shift plus enter to
ping other players.
Ping other players. Now, in other words, if you can hear a human, I'm not sure what is happening here. This is a new version. I'm just gonna...
no one is selected.
That is the pinging sound. It changed. I didn't know that. But that's the pinging you can hear if there's humans about. You can also mute or increase their footsteps by pressing G to increase the level of the human footsteps, or shift plus G to mute the human footsteps. That's useful because zombies are so... there's so many zombies now, so... it's very noisy. I hope you can still hear me. Yeah, and now there's also a follow and track system. If you press O or P, and you press I to follow them.
Oh, following inverted exclamation point A.
I'm just going to try and speak that characters off here.
Following us, micro O, grav, superscript 1.
Okay, whoever that is close by, so you press I. Oh, he was close by anyway.
Loop.
Yeah.
Following Brian Line DK. Following degrees optional hyphen SS set superscript. Following inverted exclamation point A. Following black.
And now you press O or you can press B.
Following us micro O. Following Brian Line DK. Following us micro O.
Oh, yes, somebody is close by. You can now press I and you could hear that green sound. You can press shift I to loop that. In other words, he's going to keep playing if you really want
to
follow
somebody.
Hold on just a sec. Okay, that's pretty much the main features I want to demonstrate
here. We're taking casualties.
Now, people.
I need to reload.
In front of the safe zone. Leaving in front of...
Now it's time to...
get over here.
Lock 19 equipped. Attack.
Walk around a little bit. I'm gonna... they're safe zone. I still get lots of messages about people who can't get out. Remember that you always face west when you come in. And try not to move your mouse, especially if you are new and you happen to listen to this. Always try to face west or track it by pressing shift and grav. It's the one left from one. And you'll get out eventually. It's just...
go, go, go!
It's always difficult in the beginning. I couldn't get out at some point either.
In front of the safe zone. Leaving
anyway,
in front of the safe zone.
And walk around. I'm going to go to the second map now. And for that note, you must be level 8. I'm going to press 3 because there's so much things to say here. The weapons have changed. It's now categories like the axe. When you press 1 and you have a riot shield, you can pick that up somewhere. On the second floor of the hospital by going through the elevator. I'll show you that as well. And you can also, if you press 1 again, go to that particular weapon.
Glock 19
the Glock 19, that's also... a new weapon for that. You can pick up a Glock 17 that apparently has got more ammo space for more ammo. And then here's your shotgun weapons.
Benelli equipped.
You can equip the Benelli by pressing that one as well. 7 is now archery weapons. You can have a long bow and a short bow. And the rest stays the same apart from the fact that the names have changed. If you are used to the old version, there's now a
Winchester
MP5 stays in
R15 equipped.
Assault rifle became the R15.
Chainsaw equipped.
Chainsaw
M40 equipped. You have around chambered and you have 87.
The M40, that was the old sniper.
M60 equipped.
And
then it has 101.
M60.
You do not have a Vulcan minigun.
And the minigun will always be the minigun. Now let's go.
Benelli.
I'm going to equip my Benelli. And I know in my previous walkthrough I said I don't have much use for the shotgun. I have pretty much learned how useful that can be with time. I still like to use the MP5 or the R15, but
scattershot.
Yeah, this one is very effective, especially on scattershot, as I'm going to demonstrate here now. Now, to go to the second map, you need to go to the destroyed business. That is about southwest. And note, as I said earlier, you must be level 8 to be able to do that. You can track that by pressing...
tracking destroyed business. Go southwest 235 miles.
Shift and dash.
Speak type K equals.
No, equals.
Speak
sorry
type characters
that.
Off.
Equals. Well, it's just after the factory one anyway. After you track the factory, you can track that.
Go southwest 235 miles.
Pressing B, I hear I can go southwest.
SW.
So let's do that.
8 loaded and 101 total rounds of shotgun shells for your Benelli.
And here's some loot for me.
You have found 20 rounds of .30 caliber ammo.
And there's another change I forgot to mention. The hunting... or the Winchester.
With 5 loaded and 355 total rounds of .30.
From now on, use .30 caliber ammo, and the R15 use .56mm ammo. That's a bit of a difference to just broaden things up a little bit.
The melee scatter mode equipped.
I hope they change that when you press 3 and you get to the Browning story. That's the old shotgun. I don't have much use for that though, unless I'm really desperate, because it only contains 2 shells. This Benelli has 8, so.
Leave it behind the Kymart. Go southwest 1, south.
I'm still told to go southwest, even though I bumped against the Kymart, so I just go west now.
Behind the Kymart, leaving behind.
To get past that.
SW.
And the pinging you can hear is people.
West.
I'll keep that on for now.
Behind.
Well, I'll turn it off eventually. Since it's changed into a very distinct sound, which might become
green
distracting.
Lane. Go south 100.
But
west.
Still.
S to south.
You can hear some zombies. I might just get my first kill here for this. People are very eager to kill. There. Well, there'll be enough killing in the sewers, so.
Go south 146 tiles. Abandoned car,
there
green lane. Leaving green lane, off the parking lot.
And somebody else picked up my loot.
Come on, eat lead!
Northeast.
SE east, SE south. Go south 100.
Not that you can claim ownership to loot. It's there for everyone, but still. It's not cool if you fight for loot and somebody else comes and picks it up. It's cool if you now hear people clearer. That's something I mentioned in the previous walkthrough also that I want to see happening. And yeah, it's very cool. I like that. Now I'm pretty much surrounded. I hope I get out of here alive. Let's see. Now since I am surrounded, I can show you the silencer on the Glock.
Silencer.
This is very useful. This pinging sound does get distracted.
Engine off.
I'm just pressing shift enter to turn that off for now. And I can shoot. I pretty much have fun without them really knowing me while I'm there. So effective, and I only realized that a while back. I was usually hesitant to use the Glock. There. I think that takes care of the majority of them. So I can go back to
my Farragut Avenue. Go south 45 tiles.
I still have to go south. At present.
North of the destroyed business. Leaving go south
bumped.
17.
Okay, so what do I do here? I just press A to move a little bit to dodge that.
Abandoned car. Green lane.
Go south again. And here's something that needs killing. A few somethings. Oh, right. Now that's pretty much where you retreat and fire. I'll talk about that a bit later, hopefully.
Abandoned car.
Some new strategies.
Green lane.
And then beep 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 noise is obviously the tracking thing.
Go southwest 21.
South. East.
Closer.
South.
So I've abandoned
car.
Now.
SW west. Green lane. East. Go southwest. S south. Leaving east of the go west 11 tiles.
Okay,
S west.
Like the entrance. And there's something else I want to give you tips on. If you want to be familiar with this whole thing, know the directions of your entrances. If you go west.
Left zone.
Know that
it is a
know that if you go west or east to enter a specific building, but you learn that in due course. Now, I get into this destroyed business, you get to a sewer pipe. That's basically your link to map 2, so if you press enter, you enter this.
You crawl down into the open pipe.
And now I'm in map 2, which is a bit more advanced than the first map. The zombies are a little more, and you get more reputation for killing a zombie, which is cool as well. Now I have to get out of here, because obviously we want to go to the safe zone, and there's new buildings and fun stuff to be at there.
Track an opening through floor, track and drainage pipe,
goes
up
to the drainage pipe, which you track by pressing
M60 equipped.
0.
You do not have a Vulcan minigun.
I believe. My calculation number rows aren't the best ever, but you press shift plus 0 in the second map.
Track and off.
Do
track and
track
drainage goes
that.
Up 93
that
times.
That tells me to go south.
No.
I'm facing north,
east,
so
south.
Turn. And I bump against the wall or the sewer pipe. Anyway, so I'm going a little back.
Leaving pipe opening the clock.
And move a little bit sideways by pressing D. Oh, here's something for. Oh, I love that splashing.
South.
Nothing more satisfactory than hearing a zombie splash after he died. That's really cool, the integration of falling sounds. Now when you hear that noise, that's the water dripping, you can move forward, I hope.
Go south 85 tiles.
South right now. The layout of the sewers has been changing. It's a bit freaky walking around here. There's zombies all around. It's really cool. Now I've reached another dead end. And a zombie that needed killing.
South.
East. South.
Now press A to move to the other side. And it's tricky. I'll get out eventually.
Sewer dead end.
Yeah, here's the sewer dead end. Pressing A and then so to get out of that. And I'll listen for this dripping. I've just pressed A and I'll just center that, and now I can move forward. And there, that's the drainage pipe. So that's how easy you can get out of this sewer. I believe there's a little welcoming committee waiting for me outside here.
Lower drain opening.
I need to be careful. Ooh, lots of them. Or is it just a dog? Let's shoot
Lock
them
19
anyway.
With silencer.
Track
and track him
off. Further. I'm killing it now. You have to be careful sometimes. You really don't want to get killed. I'm going to talk about that now, because I suggested in the first walkthrough a little tip by pressing escape to get out of the situation. Apparently that's some form of cheating. I don't know that, so I can't recommend that anymore. Well, all you have to do now is make sure you don't walk into a swarm. If you do, retreat and fire. That's my advice, and use a silencer if you have one. Or, yeah, that's pretty much all I can suggest at the moment. You can still press escape if you have to, but remember that the game don't pause. So, yeah, just be careful. Okay, I believe I've sorted out enough of them to go out now. Let's hope so.
West, east, south.
There's still a few lurking about. I'll take care of them. So many. That is what makes this map too a wild place to you. Stay away. I think it's time for the silencer again. There is so
14
much
loaded and 220.
I still have enough. Yeah, hold it. attracted to the water, or usually what happens now, there are a lot of them when they salute about.
Leaving drainage ditch.
So obviously they love that. And you have to be so careful. And like all tactics we've used to go in and fight them, but these days you just get killed. I can just do that now. But since I want to show you many more things, I can really not afford to die right now. There's a few dogs walking about. You can hear them. They are usually fast, so look out for them. They are easy to kill, but very fast. There's one. And another one. Is that a matriarch? This type of zombie. And the good old giant. I'm just gonna kill my way to safety. And then I'm gonna show you the hospital. What's really cool, you can still press shift and slash to see how many people
are there.
There are 25
people here.
There's 25 people in the second map. It's good to see that so many people do play Swamp. I'm glad to have a walk through
South.
That. Apparently helps. Okay, let's go. I think I can pretty much kill what's left here. No wonder, here's some loot.
You have found 30 rounds of...
I'm still surrounded.
Leaving green lane. You have found 30 rounds.
But they don't seem to notice me. Not yet. If I fire, they will.
Rock 19 with silencer at 14.
That's why I'm using a silenced weapon while I can.
Now let's track and clothing store, track and train station, track and hospital rear entrance, track and hospital main entrance, go south 108 tiles.
The number 5, track south. The main entrance. Make sure you track the main entrance to get to the elevator easily. I don't know about the rear entrance. I believe that will be a bit harder. Here's some loot. Can't resist that sound.
Green lane. You have found 40 rounds of
You died for your trouble.
North. West.
North, any east, SE, south. 95%.
I miss somebody getting
go southwest
hit.
96 miles. SW. South, SE.
What you can hear now is somebody using one of
leaving
the new
loading.
Weapons you can get only from the second floor. There's a
leaving Avery Drive.
Another type of MP5-like weapon, I believe.
Go southwest 93 miles.
I'm sure what you call
abandoned
that.
Car, hospital, main park. Go southwest 90. Leaving
south. East.
Press 5 to find
eastern
out
map border, leaving eastern, go west 100.
South. East.
Why am I going
south?
South, east,
SW. Eastern map border, leaving eastern map border. Hospital main park. Go west 85, west, abandoned car. Hospital main parking lot.
Distracted and hunting.
Abandoned car.
Ah, that's the sound if you pick up fuel. And that's what you need to lead a mission.
West.
Go west 71 tiles.
Some more loot.
Hospital. You have found one med kit.
And a med kit.
Leaving
west.
Abandoned semi-truck.
And there are all sorts of obstacles in your way. Just as a note, somebody asked me about these semi-trucks and stuff. They are just distraction.
You're open 100 points. Widget.
Thank you, somebody. Healed me within close range. Someone asked me. They are just obstacles.
Go west 32 tiles.
Nothing more.
Found
west.
Go northwest and W. Flag, courtyard. West main.
The hospital has got a west
main
entrance.
Lobby.
Now we're in the main lobby. Counter. We need to go to the
main
elevator.
Lobby.
So west. Press A. If you want to find the elevator for yourself, feel free to fast forward a little bit here. There you can hear me.
Leaving main lobby elevator.
Ah.
Current location is elevator of hospital. Leaving elevator. Elevator.
Now I'm gonna seriously give you tips. If you want to move
elevator.
Into the elevator.
West.
And the north.
It's
and west.
North entrance.
West.
And the coordinates are.
You are at coordinates 167-252.
167-252 to enter there. I hope you find it though. Now to operate this elevator, you press enter. And you hear that ding sound. You won't hear anything else, so don't panic if that's what happens. Now you're on the second floor.
Track an elevator, go south to.
And now you can track new things. Let's see how many people are here.
There are 6 people here. D level.
Sounds like a war zone. But let's go out and show you just how deadly dangerous this place is. I'm not gonna stay here long. I do want to live.
Elevator. Leave an elevator. Seating.
It's fairly quiet now.
Your health is 100 points.
Oh yeah, I need to warn you, you can break your leg here in the game. So do be careful. Where's the zombies? All the loot, it seems that they have left.
Cafeteria.
For now. I was there, here on my own once, and I took 3 steps, or literally, actually 1 step and 3 or 4 zombies would come for me by each step. It's pretty freaky, I think, since there's more people here. We have a chance. At this point, I want to show you something else. When you press J...
Zombie steps volume set to 120%.
Oh, someone died.
Zombie steps volume set to 110%.
You press J or Shift J to increase the zombie step volumes. And that's useful in the building if you can put it a little bit higher than 100%. Do that. Oh, you're smart. They're really killing wildly over
north
here.
East.
S-E. East.
Definitely not a place
any
for
north.
Anyone below a certain
any east. Any north.
Level.
Any east. Any south.
I wonder if I can pick up some of this loot. There's some really cool weapons here.
Cafeteria. Any east.
Here's some zombie. There.
You have 46.7.
Just to make sure I still have my reputation.
Cafeteria.
Here's another zombie.
Table. Cafeteria.
Yeah, bite you as well.
Cafeteria.
It seems so dangerous now, but don't underestimate
east.
That. Try to go in unprepared. At the moment, I'm probably
leaving.
Lucky. That is people who are. I spoke too quickly, didn't I?
Northeast.
Seating, leaving seating.
Now, as I said, I'm not going to stay here forever. I'm going to pick up loot
north
here
east.
And I want to get to other fun stuff in this walkthrough. So, let's track the elevator and get out of here.
Track an elevator, go northwest 5 and west. And
I'll
double.
Come back though.
Leaving seating.
Later.
Elevator, north and north. Elevator to operate, press enter.
And you hear this concrete steps for the elevator. Here's a zombie. Where are you? Huh? Come on. Show yourself. I probably died. Press enter. And there we go. Wow. Where do you come from? Just always be on your guard when you play this game. You never know where they might pop out.
North.
And east, SE south. Elevator, leaving elevator. S west, S south, SE.
East to get
east.
Out of this place.
Main lobby. Seating.
Wow. Wait, I Draken need to track it.
Draken Diner, Ghost Draken Bowling Alley, Draken Hospital Main Entrance.
You'll
go
see,
north.
Since you learn to know these maps better, you will not need to track buildings
main
anymore.
Main lobby.
I'm not that familiar
main
with
grand.
Map 2 yet.
Courtyard.
Let's walk around a little bit here and show you what can actually do here. I'm going to track
safe zone. Go south one.
Safe zone and track because I want to go there. I need to buy something and let me show you something else there as well.
Flag. Courtyard. Leaving courtyard. Courtyard.
Let's go there.
Leaving courtyard. Courtyard.
If I can get there. I need to show you the
south.
Safe zone.
Leaving courtyard.
I mean,
current location is appointment waiting area of hospital.
Oops. Happens. Yeah, so I'm not too familiar with this map yet. I really should play around on it more.
8 loaded and 53 go south 89 tiles.
South.
Abandoned car.
Now
green
I can
lane.
Walk. I still say your best tip is to learn to know the streets. There
west.
You go.
West, south.
Know the streets. Know what direction they face. That's very... If you want to get your
green
way
lane.
Out here fast. Especially on the first map, I'm very familiar
go
with
southwest, west, SW,
those.
Sandbag barricades, green
That's
lane,
really
leaving green lane.
Cool is our sandbag barricades to
west.
Barricade this particular safe zone.
And the north.
And this safe zone is a north-south entrance compared to the west-east one of the first map. So
main lobby.
Take note. There's no carpet, so you probably assume that you can already get your way out of here. Okay.
East, south.
Let's face south, and let's get something. I
94%
do.
Health. You are wearing a Kevlar vest, metal arm guards, and metal shin pads.
Don't have a military helmet, and I want one.
Get equipment.
Now, since 1.9, there's new things when you want to buy stuff. You can now only buy a certain amount of weapons on the first map. And you can buy all the advanced stuff and more on this one at the safe zone. And there's always also outposts. You can't track these yet on the first map anyway, but you'll find them on the east side about. And there you can basically buy some ammo. You can buy arrows for your bow if you have a bow. So that's pretty useful. That's the main thing these outposts serve. Their main function.
Donate equipment. Get equipment. Have 4686 reputation. Brief met shin met arm heavy football leather jacket military helmet. Grab how many dialogue. How
and
many?
What's really cool here. There's a dialogue. You can say how many do you want. I only want one. That's the default. So I just press enter.
Request placed. One moment. One military helmet gained. You now have 40.
And I'm fine.
Safe
I have
zone.
To go. I'm gonna go to the first map again to show you how to get back. And then
south.
If I live, I have a little surprise lined up for you.
Police station parking lot. Tracking opening, tracking drainage pipe. Go north 280 tiles. Leaving police station, SE East.
Let's turn east first, you need
leaving
to get around this.
Green lane. Leaving green lane. Board up this. Sandbag barricade. Leaving sand.
And there's two barricades, I'll just dodge them.
East.
Any north.
And I can finally turn north.
Go north 279.
You can just sidestep that. Pressing A, here's the sound of
you found 40 rounds of 7.62mm ammo. Wilson Road. Leaving Wilson Road, go north 228 tiles. Boarded up business.
What are the use of these boarded up businesses are? I suppose they're just there to...
Go
there is
100
an obstacle, like the vehicles.
Driveway, green
I know many people want to drive them, but you can't, and he's not going to include that, so forget that.
No.
If you don't think about that, it's not happening. It's just useless obstacles to make it a bit more difficult to play the game.
You have found 30 rounds of 5 points.
And that's what they'll stay, as far as I know.
Leaving green lane. Go north 90 tiles.
I'm gonna try to...
Avery Drive.
Oh no, I probably shouldn't, should I? Let's go back and kill them. I don't want to be surrounded by tons of hungry zombies on my way down, especially in that sewers. And get yourself killed in all sorts of nasty ways.
North, east.
East, any north. Avery Drive. Leaving Avery Drive. Go north 56 miles.
Somebody else is shooting. That's good.
No.
Yeah, zombie in the sewers. I'm just gonna shoot him out of there if I can. How about a zombie?
Go northwest 8 times.
No.
I'm just gonna turn.
Drain a stitch. Solar drain opening.
Now I'm back in. Now I'm gonna track the.
Track an opening through floor. Go north 77 tiles.
Opening for floor. Opening through floor. There's some loot here.
You have found 12 shotgun shells.
Great. Need these now.
Sword dead end.
Reach the.
Go north 30.
Sword dead end again, so I'm gonna turn and see where I can get to move on. Very willing to die. Can't really say a zombie dies. Since it's undead
west.
Already.
End up west. Let's... Go northwest 50 tile.
Gosh, let me try to move in a westerly direction. Do I hear that opening? That. Myself lost.
Leaving some.
That might be.
Go northwest 5th, current location is sower.
Might be a little if I get myself lost here.
West.
And the north.
No wonder.
Sower dead end, leaving sower.
That's why I say you'll get your way around here eventually. Even I still get lost, and I've been playing this game since it came out in October. But yeah, I've been pressed with time and stuff. Also, so yeah. And here, I hope this is in the right place still. Let me see. No. I believe the beacon is still at the wrong place. It's not been fixed yet.
Tracking rooftop out, tracking opening through floor, go north.
That has not been fixed yet, I'm afraid. So it's time to find it. This is a bug because now the sewer is basically the opening and the exit links each other, so.
You are at coordinates 204-12. You are at coordinates 204-13. You are a color.
Terribly sorry about that. Just a little mistake in the game.
I've opened it, took line.
There. You can hear that's miles away from the beacon. I hope they fix that, but still.
You crawl up out of the pipe.
Now, pressing enter, I'm back to map one. Let's get back to the safe zone.
As he is. SE South. Last zone.
Not such nice dying sounds depending on. The your orientation
south
to that type of thing.
South.
SE East, any north. Tracking safe zone. Go northeast 250 NW. Nor any.
Let's get away from them.
Drop vanilla scatter mode.
There's some loot.
Found 12.
I'm free.
Northeast.
Kerrigan Avenue.
Wild. I hope I don't get killed here.
Go northeast 173 tiles. Leave it.
Northeast.
Parking lot lot east. Kymart park.
Through anyway.
Parking lot light. Kymart parking lot.
As you can see, you sometimes have.
Leaving Kymart parking lot.
And if you can hear any background noise, I apologize for that.
Board
but as I said, sometimes you do have to run.
Go north one. Any north.
Especially now that the zombies are stronger and they so.
Leaving board of business.
You need to pick your camera up. I had to take time to adjust to this concept, but yeah, you do have to run the points. Seven shots.
Northwest.
North. End up north.
Some of these people.
Go north 100.
Folks really die hard. I'm surrounded. Let's see if I can get away.
Go north 48 tiles. You have found 12 shotgun shells. Go north 28 tiles. And
here
east.
We are.
In front of the safe.
And
as
I
east, east, west.
Survived. Which means I can. I'm first gonna show you some of the new weapons on the offline thingy very quickly, and then I'm gonna get to my little surprise.
Main menu.
Let's exit
the game.
Just to play safe.
Goodbye. Create. Desktop Swamp 20. Welcome.
And go.
Multi-custom map. Choose your settings.
Now here you can go on fun. Choose your settings.
Map set to multi 1. Zombies set to 150. Zombies spawn randomly. Loot set to 200. You start at the default location. Press fully armed. Press enter to launch map.
I'm gonna say fully armed because I quickly want to show you some of the new weapons. Now when you press
axe
1, you get to the axe.
SE South West.
You're now in map 1 safe zone. No, I'm not. Yes, I am.
Cannot attack it.
I can't attack here. They'll probably come in a minute. But let's.
Cannot attack in safe zone. Cannot attack in safe zone.
Just activated the riot shield. Basically, they can't. Most of them. Stick them out with the axe. What's a.
You have found 40 rounds of zip.
Let's show you the short bow quickly. R to draw. You fire unless I know. You press 7 now for this, and now I'm gonna get to the longbow.
R15 short bow is
longbow
with light draw
whip. You can press D to change the draw to heavy or whatever. They're so easy. And he's pretty deadly. Usually. Why don't you die? Come on. Good zombie and get. There. Now in MP5 you can either have the MP5 or the Uzi, that's what it's called. Let's hear what this thing sounds like. It's got
40, loaded.
40 rounds. Now, what's new in this one? The MP5 now only has 30 rounds as well as the R15.
Burst fire.
Put this on burst fire by pressing T. Listen to this. Pretty deadly.
You have found 30 rounds of 5.56mm ammo. You have found.
For what's with, let's pick these up.
MP5.
Next to you, MP5. I think. I wonder why I was mentioning the new sounds. This is a new version that just came out today, and there's some new sounds. I also need to get used to these.
First
I like
fire.
This sound. Like this. Really do. randomly.
Tracking safe zone. Release 30
That's pretty much what I like to show you, I believe. As I said previously,
entrance of the safe zone. Leaving entrance.
This will not affect your
West.
Multiplayer character at
Main
all.
Main menu. Multiplayer game. Connecting. This day on the server is sponsored by...
Now
connection
for my
interrupted.
Little
Main menu. Exit the...
Connection interrupted. That happens from time to time.
Desktops. Swamp. So when you, welcome to Swamp Multiplayer. Connecting. This day on the server is sponsored...
Ah, I'm back now. Now we can finally get to my little surprise. I'm gonna pause the recording now, and when I come back, I'm gonna have a few people with me on Skype, and we are gonna show you a mission. I have some fuel, so I'll lead it, and we'll explain how it works. You can hear how we do it. Maybe not so well in my case, but yeah, we'll tell you all about missions. So, for now, I'm gonna go. And when I come back, I have these people with me on Skype. And yeah, I hope it will actually work. I might get killed. But that will be okay. I'll survive. In real life, at least, not in my game. So I see you guys as soon as I get them on Skype.